Backcourt side at Hanterfield House. Georgia Southern dominates Troy 86-57. Eagles improved to 7-4 in conference play. They'll be no worse than fourth in the league going into Saturday's matchup against South Alabama, 13-9 overall. Meanwhile, Troy has dropped its third straight. They are 8-15 and 4-8 in league play. Player of the game, Quan Jackson, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 9 of 14 from the field. You started 9 of 9 from two-point territory. I know how much you work on that shot. I know how much you work on your ball handling. What clicked for you tonight?
Well, right now I'm in a shooting slump, but I'm going to just keep on practicing, get my shots up, and hopefully get out of it. But what worked tonight was driving to the hole. Most likely I can get through lanes and get through bodies to finish and-ones and get easy lays.
You know, it's funny how things work out, because before the game, you were out here on the shooting gun for over an hour working on your threes, and you end up going 9 of 10 from two-point territory. Being able to switch the mindset and attack like you did, how did you find that kind of success?
Well, once I figured out the shot wasn't falling, the easiest thing to do is to get to the rim. That's how I get my rhythm, by getting to the rim. So once I get to the rim, my shots usually fall, but tonight they haven't, so I just kept getting to the rim.
All right, you guys got down by 10 points. It was 21-11 at the 10-13 mark of the first half. Coach couldn't have been too happy when he called that timeout. Give me the G-rated version of what that huddle was like during the break.
Well, it was to calm down. We got to go. We got to go. We can't just be lollygagging. We came out a little on fire a little bit, and then we got down, and we just got to fight adversity. That's all.
Do you guys realize that you scored 25 straight points in the first half?
No, we didn't realize that. We didn't realize we had 21 straight points or 14 stops in a row. We didn't know that either.
That's wild. So there was a lot of locks.
Yeah, a lot of locks.
But it wasn't just so much that you were able to find the success on the offensive end. It was getting the defensive stops. You forced 6 turnovers during that stretch to make sure that Troy couldn't get back into the game. Being able to gain control and being down by double digits, how did you keep your composure?
Well, we just got to keep playing. It's a long game, so I think just to move on to the next play. Our goal is to win each possession. So once we start winning each possession, the game is going to be in our favor.
How tough was it to move on from Georgia State last Saturday?
No, not tough at all.
Okay.
Just peel the swallow, on to the next one. They're not the conference champions. They're not what we're looking for. Beating them is not what we need. We're trying to win the championship.
You get to close out the homestand on Saturday, 4 o'clock against South Alabama. That was a team that defeated you 2 weeks ago in Mobile. You had a double-digit halftime lead. Going to get David Lee back for that, so it's going to be able to thicken up the rotation. How does this game help improve your mindset to try to get some revenge on them?
Give us more confidence. Give us a lot of more confidence. We just got to prepare better than last time, and we just got to get rebounds and keep getting in the gym, because last game we got cold, so this game – we didn't get cold.
How many people for the Scream team were here tonight?
We got 5, but probably a lot more coming Saturday.
Great job tonight. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it.
That's Quan Jackson, who ends up with 21 points and 5 rebounds. Also, 4 steals for Quan. With that, he now has 165 in his career, which is the 9th most in Georgia Southern history. Not bad for Quan Jackson. We'll bring in Isaiah Crawley, who finishes up with his 3rd double-double of the season, 2nd in a row against Troy, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 29 minutes of action, goes 4 of 7 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3, 7 of 7 at the line, and that's where I want to start. You work on your free throws more than just about anybody on this team. The exit price for practice last night, you had to make 100. I saw you down there for quite a while, and it pays off in the game being able to go 7 out of 7.
Yes, sir. Coach B made sure we were shooting free throws. We were working on it because we was kind of missing a lot Saturday, so we had to overcome that little gap we had. But, I mean, yeah, I was shooting pretty good.
Then you make those 3 straight threes in the first half, and you're smiling like a madman, because you should be. You make the 2 from the right corner. You force the offensive rebound that leads to the third. You make the 1 in this corner. Troy calls the timeout. Did you realize what was going on while you were doing it?
I don't know. The first 2, they just felt so good coming off. And then once I tipped the ball out, I seen Ike got it, and they all went up to the top. So I just went back to the corner. He threw it. I don't know. It was just like something exploded.
Or you get the tie out. Everybody comes on the floor to greet you. You're in the middle of what looked like a bosh pit. What was that like?
I don't know. It was so much going on. It was like a fire was just built up inside of me. I was just letting it all out.
Same thing we talked about with Quan. You guys got down 21-11 about halfway through the first. Coach B calls the timeout. You guys scored the next 25 points. Ended the half on a 30-4 run. How did you flip the script so quickly?
That timeout probably just gave us time to wake up and understand what we was doing wrong, what we was doing right. And we just had that and, and came out to be tough. I mean, we was aggressive. We was attacking. We wasn't settling for jump shots or bad shots, and that paid off.
A couple offensive rebounds mixed in there. You're taking a lot of pride in that part of your game as well.
Yeah, I'm getting my legs back. So I'm trying to use them as much as I can.
Old man getting his legs back.
Yes, sir.
South Alabama beat you guys 2 weeks ago. They're giving Georgia State everything they want up in Atlanta as we speak, but a chance to end the homestand with back-to-back victories before you go back out on the road. How can you use this as a springboard to get these two straight wins?
Just maintain toughness, aggressiveness, and the attacking motive we had. We just had a motor the whole 40 minutes this game. I feel like if we take that over to the next game, we'll come out with a dub.
86-57 is the victory over Troy. You've heard from Quan Jackson, Isaiah Crawley. Crawl, appreciate it. Great job.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.